Good morning, my loves. It is Monday morning when you are receiving this transmission. This is your host, Case Warwick. I'm here today with a solo episode for the Embodied Business Show, and I'm going to be talking about how to really allow yourself to step in as the CEO when there's lots going on, you don't know where to focus, and all those sorts of things. Embodied Business. I get this question so much from my clients of like, where do I focus in my business when I've done all the things? Or where do I move to next when I know that I've done what I can for now? Now, when I hear this come from a client or from someone who is developing in their business, the first thing I can see straight away through that question is they have a throw the spaghetti at the wall approach. Okay. And I'm just going to put it real bluntly to you. I don't care if you're in coaching business, if you're in any kind of online service-based business, this strategy is never going to last long, because what happens when life happens is your business falls to the wayside. And what we want to be able to do is really create a powerful way and structure of being in business so that you feel held by your business. If your business doesn't allow for you to be able to have a break or step out every now and then without having to be on social media, what you have is a cage. You do not have a place of freedom. Now, I remember when I first got into the coaching business, I was told I had to show up every day. I had to do this. I had to do that. And the thing is, yes, it's great to be consistent online. I'm not dismissing any of that. However, if you can't allow yourself time out, it's going to wreak havoc on your nervous system. And one of the things that I often see that is such a downfall for people wanting to actually acknowledge their CEO and step into the CEO is they prioritize urgency over importance. Now, this is point number one I want to make when it comes to allowing yourself to really set up powerfully for a CEO day and creating the most out of your time and what you're here to create. Urgency is very easy to fall into the trap of, right? It's pressing. It's right there. You know it needs to be done for the next thing, or potentially it's one of those income generating activities. And you know, if you do that, you'll just make a lot of money real quick. But often this can leave us in a bit of a feast and famine cycle when we are moving through from a state of urgency rather than a state of importance. Now, hear me out when I say this. Importance means putting the bigger vision first. Okay. And sometimes that's going to mean that what feels urgent potentially isn't. Often what I see when I hear clients talk about urgent things, they're talking about posting online, sending out their invoices, sending out their contracts, sending out like invitations for people to work with them. And if you actually had the importance piece first, this piece would already be sorted for you. I don't know how many times I get clients come to me like they're mid-launch and they just don't know what to do yet. And this is because you don't have a system in place to allow you to launch powerfully, to know where your energetic capacity is at in those launches, and to also allow yourself to be able to breathe during those launches. Now, I remember years ago when I was in this like just launch mode all the time, it was constantly like a race to the end that never ended. And my nervous system was shot. And if I'm in complete honesty, I'm still unpacking that from how I was in my earlier days in business. And now when I'm in this space of, oh, I don't have to be on, my body has to like allow itself to re-come back in and recalibrate because it was so used to having to push. Now, I want to remind you that if you feel like you're constantly in the push, in the hustle energy, in all these kinds of spaces, it's going to feel a little bit different when you start acting from importance rather than from urgency. So here's what we need to do when we start moving towards importance. Okay. So if you've never done a CEO day and you've allowed yourself to just sort of, you know, use your CEO time essentially as just like back-end admin, I want to remind you that that's not CEO time. Okay. If you're just cleaning up your Xero file and you're just catching up on content, that is not CEO time in my personal view. CEO time is where you are taking accountability and taking stock for where the high end or the high chunk level of your business is sitting at. So for example, you've got a 12-month position that you want to play, or a 12-month game plan for your business, checking in as to how you are toward your vision, where or like how far away you are from the vision, what you need to do to create that to come closer into life. These are all parts of the CEO day. The CEO day is for the visionary, right? And so when we allow ourselves to step deeper into the capacity of, okay, what is important for me to move closer to my big dream rather than just sit into urgency? Because here's the thing. The things that are actually genuinely urgent, you will get done. I promise you, you're not going to miss those. However, when we prioritize that piece after the long game, over the long game, I should say, it often defaults into us never being able to actually set ourselves up powerfully for the long game. So here's how I personally would structure my day if I was moving into something where I was creating a lot more of a legacy. And this is exactly what I did when I started building the Embodied Business Masterminds. I allowed myself to spend the first couple of hours on my day on the long-term vision before any clients, before anyone else got any of my energy. The reason for this is scientifically, at 9 a.m. in the morning, my cortisol is the highest, right? Everyone's is if we're running on a natural circadian rhythm. And so I'm like, I want to use that creative energy to allow myself to deepen what my work is here. That's the only way we're going to allow this to move forward. So once I actually would sit down and I'd look at, okay, where are we at with this? I started allowing myself to set up some powerful CEO structure around what my monthly day-to-day looks like in these days and what this actually means. So for example, the first Tuesday of every month, that is my CEO day where I look at the vision. Where are we up to? What season we're currently in our business? What are we moving into in our next launch? All of these sorts of things. Because here's the thing. If I'm going to just create content, I want to create content in a way that leads people to know that they're safe to work with me. Now, for example, if I'm launching a program that is, let's just say hypothetically, all about sales, but my content is talking all about love and all about relationships, I'm not exactly going to build the trust factor for clients to be able to walk into a sales program with me. So when I know 12 months in advance or, you know, however long in advance my business is or my launch periods are, what actually happens in that process is I am able to powerfully build a brand that allows people to have trust with what I'm launching into. So for example, if I know I'm going to launch my embodied sales program, I will spend 3 months prior building people up knowing that they know that I know sales, right? So I'm going to give them as much as I possibly can around this. Now, it's incredibly important to understand this piece for yourself of like, do you actually know what you're selling in advance? A lot of people in service-based businesses, they get in this high of like, oh my God, I just feel like doing that right now. So I'm just going to do that. And what often happens is when there's this chop and change energy, it can confuse your audience. Now, I don't want to mistake, because I'm also known for saying like, you're the niche here, right? But I don't want to mistake this confusion here of being like, whilst you are the niche, you also get to really allow yourself to be known for things that are your zone of genius. And how you do that is by really letting people in on who you are and your actual education and what you're here to create. So if you can't do that for yourself, it's going to be really hard for people to be like, yes, actually she is all of herself and she also knows this topic. There's a way that you get to collaborate and bring them together that actually allows you to both like receive from your base of expertise, but also from being completely yourself. So that would be my first piece, is like really sitting down, looking at where you sit in terms of the long-term vision. Once you've then broken that down, I would be breaking down your times into 90-day sprints and then even further down into month-to-month action. Now, the reason why we go month-to-month is because depending on how quickly you flip your launches or how quickly you're moving through business, there's going to be different seasons and different energies at different times for you. So it's really important to make sure that you know how to prioritize when you're in a build phase or when you're in a launch phase, or perhaps when you just need to go really, really hard with income generating activities. At the moment, we're seeing a lot of people extend a lot of payment plans and all those sorts of things because of what's happening in the industry. And I don't want to be that dark cloud for you, but I just want to remind you that this is why knowing where your business is at long term and knowing what your long term strategy is going to be is the most incredibly important thing that you can do to allow yourself the freedom to actually move the needle powerfully here. Now, if you don't know how to build and allow your clients to really sustainably be with you, I actually have a masterclass that I'm teaching in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to drop the link here for you so you can start to look at how do I build trust with my clients? How do I allow them to actually purchase through me being myself? And this masterclass is called Storytelling That Sells, because we're going to open you up to be able to actually start receiving a lot more from you being you, right? Essentially. So when we start to talk about now, where do I focus? Now that I'm allowing myself to actually prioritize importance over urgency, the next piece I want you to start thinking about is the capacity in which you would like to earn. Okay. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, okay, so why do we put that secondly? The reason being is if you actually don't know your markers on what you want to earn or the stats that you need to hit to be able to make those sales, once again, you're throwing spaghetti at the wall. I love when people are just like, oh yeah, I want to do a 100 grand launch and I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'm like, cool. Well, do you know how many people you have to talk to? Do you know what the stats are around being able to do this? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, cool. Like, this is where we get to start, because a lot of people really underestimate what it is to be in business. Now, there's a whole energetics game that we add into the back end of this to superpower it. So then that way, even if we are having, like, you know, playing with statistics, magical things happen that move the power of statistics sort of out of the way. However, we need to give room for the statistics, because if you're not allowing yourself to actually look at what this is, you're going to easily be let down. I see a lot of people and they're like, oh, I really want to get 30 people in my mastermind. I'm like, amazing. Are you willing to go out and have 300 conversations today? And they're like, what? And I'm like, well, that's the statistic. 10 to 1 is essentially what people will buy, where people will buy in that range. You know, anyway, if you've got a percentage marker from 10 to 20%, you've got a really high buy-in rate. So it's really important to start thinking about these things for yourself as well, because if per se you want to put 30 people inside your mastermind, you're going to have to start thinking about how can you get your brand bigger? How can you allow yourself to start to build your audience, to get to know these people? And so that would be my second piece of where to start focusing. A, your financial goals, and then what's the actual strategy that you're going to introduce to start to welcome in new people. And look, there's so many organic strategies that you can use here, and there's also so many paid strategies that you can use here, and each one of them is going to be dependent on your work. However, what I will say is if it's not working organically, don't even bother trying to pay for the ads first, because you're just going to be throwing money up the wall. You want to make sure that people are already opting in from an organic perspective before you start running paid ads. So then that way you can optimize where you put your time and effort in, because if you're just throwing money at the wall and people can't feel you, they can't connect to your message, it's going to be completely hopeless in the long scheme of things. So, my loves, this is where I would start focusing. And then from then on in, that's when we start to get to the nitty gritty. Okay, so what are my daily actions, my weekly actions, and my monthly actions to be able to create this for myself? And each time we break those down, we're able to give ourselves more and more and more clarity. So please don't dismiss the logic side of the mind when it comes to this, because here's the thing. Whilst your creativity comes through your feminine and it needs that space to breathe, to feel like the nervous system needs to let down so you can actually receive what your consciousness is trying to bring to you, it can only do that through structure, because the masculine side of you that holds logic, it needs to have some level of like pathway or guidance that it can trust and it can sustain. So this is why when it comes to working with my clients, I always get them to build out a really solid structure or plan for themselves. So then that way, once they've got their plan in place, they know how to follow it, they know how to be with it, and they can constantly allow themselves the space and the grace to check back in. Because if they don't know where they're up to, it's very easy to fall back into the downfall of the intuitive CEO. And look, it's not bad to be an intuitive CEO, but if that's all you are, it does leave you with a lot of pockets of blind spots, right? And so what we want to do is allow you the space and the grace to really understand the depth. Those days where you're not motivated, okay, cool, where am I at today? What does my business need from me first and foremost? Because here's the thing. If you're constantly sitting in resistance to your business and not allowing it the fullness of what it needs as well to flourish, you are not going to win this game in business. Okay. I'm just going to say it straight to you. And it's not about winning a game, but you think about something. If you want a relationship to work, you have to give it energy. You have to put in. You can't just suddenly go, I've got a business, and then hope that it flourishes and grows. Like, people need to know about you. You need to know what your service is, all of these sorts of things. So don't discredit this work. This work is so incredibly important. And I'm praying that you understand the depths of this work. If you want to dive deeper with me, please come play inside my free masterclass that's coming out on the 28th of November. This is going to give you all the insight to what you need. I've also got my masterminds and things like that if you want to go deeper on this sort of stuff. But right now, more than ever, it's really, really important that you know how to prioritize importance over urgency, because if you don't, you're going to get caught up in the whirlwinds and the shortfalls of business and not ever able to really sustain what it means to be a CEO for yourself. I hope this lands for you. Hope you allow yourself to really sit in the space for what is needed here. And then once you've allowed all of these things to come through, it's time to get to action, my loves. So let me know what landed for you in this episode. Share with me on Instagram at casework. I would absolutely love, 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 love to hear everything that came through. And here's the thing I also want you to know is that you get to have it all. So if your business is wanting more from you, if you're desiring more from it, you don't know where to go, I want you to know that my doors are open. We can discuss this. And also know that if it's on your heart, it's there for a reason. So my loves, let's go. 2024 is just around the corner and your name is being called forward, my love. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Now, I have a quick question. Are you looking to step into your next level of leadership inside your business? Right now, applications are open for my exclusive 6-month mastermind, Embodied Business. This is the mastermind that this podcast was inspired by and has been running now for years. In this mastermind, I'll be working with you in an intimate setting, covering all the areas of what it takes to step into your own leadership as a CEO, as a woman honoring the relationships in her life, and if you're already there, holding you through motherhood. In this mastermind, we cover the 3 core pillars of what it takes to truly stand out as the authority in your industry: energetics, strategy, and of course, relationships. I believe everything touches everything, and how you show up in your personal life will affect how you show up as a businesswoman. It's time to marry your worlds together and bring harmony to your nervous system. Applications are now open. So if this sounds like you, head on over to www.casework.com and book in a call with me to personally see if this mastermind is the right fit for you. Embodied Business. What?